Yes, we conclude in this, of course, we're talking small things where self-control will make all the difference. We are responsible for ourselves. You cannot make the other person do what you want them to do all the time. You are not them. You are one with them. They are your spouse. You love one another. But you are not them. You are you. You can control how you react. We cannot control frustration and keep it at bay. There will be things which our spouses will do which will irritate and frustrate us. That's the reality. We do not have control over that. But we have control on how those things affect us. So let us be patient with one another. Slow to be angry. God is slow to be angry. He gets angry, but he tells us that he is slow to get angry. So this means there are certain and many, many things which the Lord will look over. And we are supposed to be like him. So be like that when it comes to your husband. Overlook some of the things. Some of the minor irritations. Do that for your wife. Overlook some of the lectures. You understand? She may, in an effort to lecture and jabber and complaining and saying this and saying all of that, she may say things which in your book, they are rude and disrespectful. And wives must understand that there's a material which the Lord used when he created us. This material is very weak to disrespect, totally allergic. So that is why men will always, all the time, always, always say, how are you talking to me? You go talk to me like that. Is that how you're going to talk to me? Is that how you're addressing me? A man would not hear disrespect from the wife and let it go. No, we are not created like that. We'll call you out all the time to say, are you listening to yourself? Are you now shouting? Are you now raising your voice? Are you throwing your hand at me? All the time, men will call you out. But sometimes, that self-control is needed. Where a man can just say, "Esh, I messed up. I'm getting this lecture. I'm getting this tongue lashing because I didn't do ABC. I should have called her. I didn't call her the whole day. And I know how this person is when it comes to calling. I should have done better. I take responsibility for it. I am wrong. That's another thing we need. The ability to have truth and honesty. The ability to say, I am wrong. Not to say, no, it was hectic at work today and all of that stuff. Take responsibility. Take responsibility. Wrong is wrong. It doesn't become right just because circumstances pushed you to it. So sometimes, as a husband, just overlook and say, no, I messed up. Even though she's now starting to speak out of turn now, she's losing the plot now. She's losing the plot. Some of the words that she's using. Some of the words that she's using, she's losing it. No, she's speaking out of turn. This is nonsense. I can't put up with this. But that prayer that you pray to say, Lord, self-control, help me to control myself. Help me just to swallow it. She will finish talking. She will finish talking. I'm not going to call her out on the disrespect because I understand where it's coming from. She has her own frustration because of ABC, because of that. If we could do that, if you could do that in your marriage, I'm telling you, the quality of your marriage will increase overnight because there will be things that would have been fights and great battles which were just aborted because you chose to keep quiet. You chose to overlook the tone that she used, the disrespect. You understand? Up until the storm subsided. And we moved on to the next topic. we do not always have to fight all the time. There are some things we must overlook. There must be times when the house is dirty. Overlook it, overlook it. Next time you will come, he would have kept the house clean. And the day after that, and the day after that. Because he knows how you react when he is not that neat. He knows how you react. So the one time when you come and things are a mess, there must be one of those times where you just say, ha, but it's fine. Then you clean your house because you can't stand a house that's a mess. Instead of fighting, there must be peace in the home. Peace in the home. So yeah, we'll go no further on this one on at this point. Continue to give us feedback, additional questions, disagree with us where you can disagree. We see things differently. Many of you hearing me, you know far more than myself. So we can learn from each other. But if this is helping you, and you are able to listen to this with your spouse, it's even better to give us that feedback. Thank you and God bless you.